Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the Epiphany. Its focal point is that little insignificant town where the greatest of humans was born. This Sunday's first reading from Isaiah adds even more to that little town's strategic importance. Quote, "The riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord." Unquote. Today that region is also known as the birthplace of religious and territorial tension between Jews and Arabs. Bethlehem is home to much poverty, but when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, his parents' hometown of Nazareth was even lower on the respect scale. Then he entered public life, and Jesus of Nazareth became as much a slur by enemies as a cry for help among those who knew his true royalty. Remember this quote, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" That's what Nathanael asked Philip in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 45 to 46. The answer to that question is a continuing epiphany for our modern world. It's continuously born in the hearts of new believers. Amidst the continuing geographic and political tensions that persist in that region, our spirit is called to rise above them, as we hear Paul explain the grace of God that makes such resurrection possible. And this is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. Quote, "The Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." Unquote. Yet, those who continue to see the Holy Land as just that, land, share the same spirit of jealousy that King Herod had when he saw that wise men were seeking a leader who would take them beyond land borders to a kingdom where love was the only passport necessary. Sunday's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, shows us how that desire for landlocked greatness affected the earthbound Herod. He was lost in his own backyard and had no clue where his perceived rival was hiding. Turned out it was in plain sight. Quote, "Herod was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Unquote. You and I are of that vast flock. It knows no bounds, but we're not lost sheep. Still, the earthbound spirit of King Herod continues to live in the hearts of the world's unshepherded sheep, those of us still unable to conceive that divinity could reveal itself in such a humble way. We're called to be a never-ending epiphany of God's grace for lost souls such as those. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.